This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Deanna is from Somerset. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, girl.
We're good. I understand you're starting a new job in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks? Yes, I do.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be an administrative services manager.
Let's go.
All right. If you need us to put in a good word for you, let us know.
We're like, what's real work?
I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Is that an office? You sit at a desk?
We're the worst. We are the absolute worst.
I have a team of executive assistants or administrative assistants that I'm responsible for.
That's my cool. Girl.
Still using words we don't know.
Who runs the world? Deanna.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to score yourself $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy is out of the studio. She's got 2,767 wins, only 228 losses. Question number one, Dolly Parton's theme park, Dollywood, has 6 new rides. And when asked about her favorites, she said she doesn't ride the rides because she doesn't want her hair to get messed up.
She's true.
What was Dolly Parton's 1980s song, a hit, and a movie? What was it called?
9 to 5.
Question number two. 5.5 million people watched the Tony Awards on Sunday, which is down from last year's total of 6.3 million. The numbers were the show's lowest in the past 5 years. Which late night talk show host hosted the Tonys?
Game of Corden.
Question number three. Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage turning 50 today.
Huh. What?
Cool.
How about that? He
plays some steam there in that question.
Yeah, sorry. I was just going to read something that Dan wrote, and I just skipped over it. He played Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones. Finished the quote from the show. A Lannister always pays blank.
Their debts.
Question number four. On this date in 1982, E.T. was released. What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial.
Question number five. Ryan Reynolds asked his mom to stop commenting on his Instagram posts.
This is my favorite.
After she failed to comprehend one of his jokes.
He is very cerebral.
Who has more followers on Instagram? Ryan Reynolds or his wife, Blake Lively?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I'm just shook about Tyrion Lannister. Not doing well.
Hey, take it easy on 50-year-olds over there, Anna.
Or don't.
Old. Dust over
Kennedy,
there.
Kennedy, Deanna got 5 out of 5.
Oh, my goodness. Way to go.
You got 5 out of 5.
I think that's what it was. I
Two
think
five
it already.
Correct.
I can't wait to hear what you're making fun of him for.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong because it adds to the drama.
Right.
Dolly Parton's theme park, Dollywood, has 6 new rides, but when asked which was her favorite, Dolly said she doesn't ride the rides because she doesn't want her hair to get messed up.
I don't blame her.
What was her hit 80s song that was also the name of the movie she starred in?
9 to 5.
5.5 million people watched the Tony Awards, which is down from last year's total 6.3. The numbers were the worst in the show's past 5 years. Who hosted?
James Corden.
Game of Thrones star Peter Dinklage turning 50 today. He played Tyrion Lannister on Game of Thrones. Finished the quote from the show, a Lannister always pays blank.
His debts.
Question number four. On this date in 1982, E.T. was released. What does E.T. stand for?
Extraterrestrial.
You sure it's not Entertainment Tonight?
No.
Emergency tech.
Question number five. Ryan Reynolds asked his mom to stop commenting on his Instagram posts after she failed to comprehend one of his jokes. Who has more followers on Instagram, Ryan Reynolds or his wife, Blake Lively?
Blake Lively.
Okay, for question number one, you said 95. That is correct. Question number two, James Corden. Question number three, Lannister always pays his debts. That is correct. Question number four, extraterrestrial. This buzzer. And question number five, you said Blake Lively. That is incorrect. Ooh. Ryan
thought you were tricking me.
The man is a gem. We don't deserve his comedy.
But I was just thinking, you know, more girls like follow on the Insta, like
Deadpool.
Right? I understand all of that, but I'm just saying, girls are more, you know.
All right. Well, you get $100 and also a $50 gift card to Smokey Bones. Give Dad a slab, then pick up the tab. Smokey Bones is serving up Father's Day favorites such as their slow smoked baby back ribs and signature smoked wings.
Didn't we just have Redemption Week?
Awesome. Is it ready?
Yes.
Is it almost time for Redemption Week again?
Yeah.
What's going on over there, Kennedy?
Don't know.
You okay?
I think so.
Okay.
Things are afoot at the Circle K.
I'm excited to get to play Redemption Week.
That's right. You do get to come in for Redemption Week sometime soon. Kennedy, what would you like to say to Deanna?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I can't be Deanna.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man,
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Gabby Kennedy, brought to you by our awesome friends at Cumberland Farms. Aaron is from West Bridgewater. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Aaron is a first grade teacher. How many days until school's done?
Five and a half.
Hey.
Counting.
Five and a half.
Five and a half. It's like when I ask my son how old you are. Seven and a half. That's funny. Aaron, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure thing. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck. And Elvis is 6.5 years old. Just
thank you. Me too.
I'm 29 and three-quarters.
Yeah! Congratulations.
Way to go, Dan. You made it.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has now stepped out of the studio. She can't hear any of these questions. She's in that soundproof booth. She's got 2,767 wins, only 229 losses. Question number one, Olivia Culpo tops this year's Maxim Hot 100. I didn't know that was still a thing.
Yep.
It's online now.
She's, of course, dated Patriots Super Bowl winning wideout Danny Amendola. But before that, she dated a very famous pop star. Who was it?
I know this.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Do you want to share with us?
Question number two. Dr. Oz turns 59 today. Who gave him his big break?
Was it Oprah?
Question number three. John Cena has officially joined the cast of Fast and Furious 9.
What?
In the franchise, Vin Diesel plays Dominic who?
I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie before. I have no idea.
Question number four. Gwyneth Paltrow had no idea she was in Spider-Man Homecoming until Jon Favreau, who plays Happy Hogan, told her while it was already in theaters. Who does Gwyneth Paltrow play in the Marvel Universe?
Oh my goodness. This is so much easier when I'm playing in my car.
Yeah. Are you not in your car right now?
I am, but I'm online.
Stop confusing me,
I have no
Salt.
Idea.
Sorry.
Question number five. 33 years ago today, Ferris Bueller's Day Off opened in theaters. Which actor starred as Ferris?
Oh my goodness, my favorite movie. I quote him all the time to my students. I have no idea.
Wow. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
You might want to get familiar with your favorite.
Get familiar.
Right? My goodness.
Welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Aaron from West Bridgewater, who has 5.5 days left at school, got 1 out of 5.
Suits.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
Olivia Culpo tops this year's Maxim Hot 100. She, of course, dated Patriots Super Bowl winning wideout Danny Amendola. But before that, she dated a very famous pop star. Who was it?
Joe Jonas. Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas.
Come on, Kennedy.
Justice for Frankie.
They both look the same to me. I don't know what to
say. What? They are markedly different.
I don't know which.
Ish.
I don't know which one is which is the problem.
Nick's the good look.
Well, I'm going to make you flashcards and we will study every day. Don't forget about Frankie.
0-0. Question number two. Dr. Oz turning 59 today, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Who gave him
Oprah.
His big break? Tie to one. Question number three. John Cena has officially joined the cast of Fast and Furious 9.
I feel like I just don't want to watch them anymore, nope. Which is a sad day for me.
In the franchise, Vin Diesel plays Dominic Blank.
Toretto.
Sometimes that's the plural of Toretto.
Sometimes I just have to talk
it's when all the siblings are around. Toretti brothers are here. 2-1, question number four. Gwyneth Paltrow had no idea she was in Spider-Man Homecoming until Jon Favreau, who plays Happy Hogan, told her while it was already in theaters.
She just has the worst quotes in the world.
Who does she play in the Marvel Universe?
Pepper Potts.
Seriously, can you be more out of touch with reality than
she
Gwyneth
Paltrow?
She
lives in a different world than we do, man.
It's insane.
Oh, I was in a movie?
I was in a movie yesterday? Is that what I was doing? What?
3-1, question number five. 33 years ago today, Ferris Bueller's Day Off opened in theaters.
Wow.
Who starred as Ferris?
Matthew Broderick.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy. 4-1 is the final score, Aaron. I'm sorry I don't get the cash, but I do have some concert tickets. You're going to go see the Jonas Brothers November 24th at the TD Garden.
I'm so excited.
So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, people are mad at me that I said Nick is the good-looking one.
Well, they're both good-looking.
Don't at me, bro.
All three of them are good-looking.
All four of them are good-looking, sir.
That's not true.
Justice for Kevin.
Oh, my gosh. You're so mean, Carson.
Aaron, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Erin from West Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Kempy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Kelly's from Newton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Kelly has a daughter who's turning 2 years old today.
Aww.
Her name is Megan. Right? Is that right, Megan?
Megan, yep.
It'd be nice if we could wish her a happy birthday, right, Kennedy?
But she's so little.
I know.
Maybe she's under 18. It doesn't count.
Oh, I don't know. Can we get the attorneys on the phone to find out if birthdays under 18 count?
No, we let the retainer lapse. We don't have a retainer anymore.
Oh, really? We can't afford the attorneys.
And
we
can't call them. Also my brother's birthday.
All right, let's not get weird.
So two people we can't talk about. Yeah, great. Thanks for bringing them up.
What's your brother's name?
Thomas.
Thomas, yep. Sorry, no birthday shout-outs for Thomas or Megan because it violates corporate policy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kelly?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. Kennedy with 2,768 wins, only 229 losses. We might be hitting a redemption week right now. Let's get it done, Kelly, okay?
Okay.
Kennedy is gone. You tie, you lose. Question number one. Sandra Bullock is producing an Amazon series loosely based on her college years. She starred in which hugely popular Netflix movie last year where everyone had to wear blindfolds to protect themselves from some unseen presence.
Bird Box.
Question number two. According to a new poll, Tom Cruise would take Justin Bieber in a fight.
Lies.
Whoop that trick.
UFC star Conor McGregor is also trying to get in on the action and fight Mark Wahlberg. Which country is Conor McGregor from?
Ireland.
Question number three. Halle Berry is celebrating Pride Month with a supportive Instagram post. Is Halle Berry in her 40s or 50s?
50s.
Question number four. Lady Gaga was performing in Vegas on Sunday when several fans started heckling her about Bradley Cooper's breakup.
Bradley.
Annie, were you there?
Bradley.
I might as well have been.
Who is Bradley Cooper's soon-to-be ex-wife?
Oh, I have no idea.
Question number five. Kevin Jonas says, that growing up in New Jersey exposed the group to good music because the rock and roll scene there is great. What is the capital of New Jersey? It's a good pop culture trivia question.
I love that, Dan.
Geography, catch it.
Catch it.
Trenton?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. Kennedy!
Potent portables for 800, Dan.
The daily double.
All right. Kennedy.
Yes.
Kelly got 4 out of 5.
Wow, well played.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock is producing an Amazon series loosely based on her college years. She starred in which hugely popular Netflix movie in 2018 where everyone had to wear blindfolds to protect themselves from some unseen presence?
It's bird something. Bird. Bird. Bath. I don't know.
Bird Box. 1-0. Question number 2. According to a new poll, Tom Cruise would take Justin Bieber in a fight. UFC star Conor McGregor is also trying to get in on the action and fight Mark Wahlberg. Which country is Conor McGregor from?
Ireland.
2-1. Question number 3. Halle Berry is celebrating Pride Month with a supportive Instagram post. Is Halle Berry in her 40s or 50s?
50s.
52, yes. 3-2. Question number 4. Lady Gaga was performing in Vegas on Sunday when several fans started heckling her about Bradley Cooper's breakup. Kennedy, who is Bradley Cooper's soon-to-be ex-wife?
Oh, my God. Really? Was they married?
Oh, no, they weren't okay. Married.
They weren't married. They were just together.
Yeah.
Oh, ex-girlfriend then. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know. Irene starts with an S. I don't know.
Spell it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're really close.
But I don't know the last name.
Shake. Irina Shake.
It's a hard name.
It's a very hard name.
Dan's over there like, I'm not even going to turn around and look at Kennedy right
probably
now.
Probably shouldn't.
So what is this? There's a beautiful ceiling we have here.
Kelly, did you get that one right?
No.
No, that's the one she
did. Would anyone have gotten that one right? I'm just asking.
Well,
stop. Stop.
Question number 5.
Be better.
I just want him with the
Well, what about the Bird Box one?
That was easy. I wasn't asking about that question.
You got that one wrong, though.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't watch the show.
Kevin Jonas says that growing up in New Jersey exposed the group to great music because the rock and roll scene there is also great. What is the capital of New Jersey?
Your mom.
Had a girl.
Have you ever been to your mom?
It's a beautiful
my
town.
My ex-husband's family was from your mom.
It's not a great city.
I had to spend a ton of time
there.
Yeah,
not a great city.
I'm all set with it.
Yeah.
Your mom. I mean, I'm wrong anyway. Who cares? I've lost anyway. Let's just go. It's redemption week. It's redemption week,
well
and it
played,
hasn't
Dan.
Even been 2 days.
Well played, Dan. Dan gets a ding. I'm sorry, Kennedy. Your mom is incorrect. The correct answer
is wrong.
Trenton.
Trenton.
I'm well aware of that.
Your mom is wrong.
4-2 is the final score. Kelly gets the win, gets the cash, and gets a pair of tickets to see Jennifer Lopez July 16th at the Xfinity Center. Tickets now on sale. Kennedy.
Yo.
Is that twice today you lost?
That is twice today, sir.
It's fine.
Tuesdays suck.
They do. They salt, you know.
I told you.
It was Wednesday since the beginning.
7 years ago, I called it.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Eastie, and I can't beat Kelly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.